嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。现在很多人啊都是低头族，每天花大量的时间在手机上，我们把这个叫做 phone dependent, 手机依赖症。国内的情况是这样子，那么美国人呢，今天呢 Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊一聊美国玩手机对手机依赖的这件事儿。TJ 啊，我想问你一个问题啊，就是说你觉得你对手机依赖吗？
I'm not. Unless I'm traveling. And then it's like a matter of life and death.
TJ 觉得他不是一个对手机特别依赖的人啊，除非说他在旅行的时候他才会大量需要手机。So are we too phone dependent?
我认为是也不是。
为什么？
It really is more of a question on how long you can live without your 手机。
OK, TJ 说这个问题呢其实取决于就是你没有手机你能够正常的生活多久。Tell us more.
So say that you had your phone number、uh-huh. and you could still text people, but you couldn't do anything else. Could you survive, say, 3 days?
I could.
You could.
Yeah.
Well, say a person couldn't, then they're probably a little bit too phone dependent.
好像是这个道理啊，就是说如果你这个手机只能打电话， You could only call or say send a text message.
Exactly, just call and text, bare basics.
Okay, I could survive, you could survive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But some people, they probably can.
Addicted to their Weixin and
Or
all
say、
that.
other apps.
Exactly.
Yeah. TJ 刚才提出了一个标准啊，就是说如果你可以不需要手机正常生活三天的话，那么你就没有手机依赖症，反之你也许就有了。我们都知道在中国啊，有时候就是家庭聚会说朋友聚会的时候，大家都是低头族，低头玩手机。所以说 Is it same situation in America, TJ?
在美国其实也差不多。
Really?
I think when you're with other people, you should just leave your phone alone, you know?
我觉得这个确实是I think it's a basic respect, 基本的尊重 for others, right?
Exactly, it's basic respect. I mean, I've really snapped at people for playing on their phone when we're out and about.
我也会很生气，如果我们出门的时候你在玩手机，然后本来是一个聚会的场合，对吧？
Now, I will say this. If somebody's hurt, obviously, you're going to want to reply to them. You know? If a person says, text you, hey, I've just been shot in the throat, I'm dying...You're going to want to give them a message back.
Sure. 一般来说紧急的情况你一般就是 make a phone call if it is an emergency.
Exactly. Most people are going to make a phone call if it's an emergency.
But most of the time, I get they just want to, you know, kill their time, talk with you.
Exactly. Like, hey, what's up? If somebody messages you that, just leave it alone. You know, come back to it later. After you're done with your friends. Oh, sorry, I was out with my friends.
That's a very good strategy.
有时候真的让我很生气。
Me too. 今天呢
,Alan
和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是
手机依赖症。
对，我们聊的就是这个 phone dependent 的这个话题。如果你希望和我们一起来互动，或者你想获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。So, what's the reason for phone dependent in your mind?
你知道吗？现在人变得越来越聪明了。
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, I'm sure that really sounds strange, but I really think that's what it is. You know?
What do you mean?
I mean, we constantly need to be stimulated with something.
True.
You know, no one lets their brain just sit there and do nothing.
就人变得真的是越来越聪明了，我们不断的去思考，没有人希望这个脑子就放在那儿不用，对不对？
And I think that means that people are looking to use all that pent up energy that their brain has.
Yeah, especially those smart people and the ambitious one.
Exactly.
So during this time of smartphone and the fast mobile internet, we can do a lot of things on the phone, right? And it also costs us a lot of time. So 他们都有什么样的优势和劣势啊？就说高速的网络啊，智能手机。
Well, I think I don't get lost as much as I used to. I can tell you that much right now.
我们都知道 TJ 是个路痴，所以说有了手机，然后现在他不怎么迷路了。
Yeah, I sucked at directions before I got a 导航。
Yeah, you mean a GPS-enabled phone?
Exactly.、Mm-hmm. I mean, I was always getting lost.、
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pain in the ass.You know? Sure, I mean, we probably use our phones a little more than we should, and there's a huge security risk if you're not careful, but I think the benefits of phones, Shaji, far outweigh the cons.
就是说虽然手机也会带来一定的危险性，你有可能会泄露你的信息啊，有可能会占用你过多的时间，但是总的来说，手机一定是利大于弊的。TJ 啊，你每周会用多长时间手机呢？
Well, if I'm on the phone, it's usually for work or to look up some information.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a lot of messaging or social networking, and I really don't like mobile gaming.
我也是一样，我几乎不会玩手机游戏啊，通常来说就是发发信息啊，但是微信上可能会比 TJ 用的多一些。
Yeah, I guess I'm a...pretty old-fashioned kind of guy.
Yeah, you're pretty old-fashioned kind、mm-hmm. of guy. Loves jazz.
That's right.
Don't play, use WeChat that much.
That's right. Just gotta relax, do nothing, read a book.
Yeah, and you're Sega.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a bad thing for phone dependents. If so, what should we do to escape from those situations? You know, a lot of people, there are.
Right. Well, I would say this. This is my advice.、Uh-huh. If you're with friends, then get off your damn phone. And that is it. It's that simple.
That's quite simple.、Yeah. 我们有时候也会做这样一件事情，我们一块儿出去吃饭，然后午餐的时候，如果大家都用手机，我们说，哎，把这个手机都垒一块儿，对吧？然后谁先用手机，这一顿饭谁就买单了。这个效果还蛮好的。
Now I will say this: if you're a newhar and you're on a date, it's a great way to tell the guy that you're not really interested in him. Just be on your phone.
然后 TJ 讲了一个给女孩子的一个小诀窍，如果某个男生约你出去，然后你不是特别喜欢他，那么这个时候你就可以不停的玩手机，然后这个男孩应该就能够比较清楚的明白你的心意了。 Hey DJ, I just looked up on my cell phone、
mm-hmm.
grabbed the nearest book and turned to page 45.
Yeah.
And the first sentence will describe your sex life
Nearest book. Oh, right here. Let me see.
45.
45.
First sentence.
A blood vessel had burst in his brain and it was all over in a couple of hours.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Jesus.
Good luck, buddy. 好了，今天的节目就到这里。如果你希望查看更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文。另外，我们热血教师成长计划课程呢已经上线了，7月份限时特惠八折中，只需要960元，你就可以从零基础一直学到高级以及商务英语啊。如果你希望了解更多的课程信息的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，回复阿拉伯数字1就可以了。我是 Alan, 拜拜。
我是 TJ, 下期